We're going to transition to a time of prayer this morning. And for some of you that were attended our Lent services, I kind of taught a, well, I didn't kind of, I did. I taught a new way that we're going to be praying here at Peace every so often. It's called the Hexagon Prayer based on the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer has six petitions. So this is a clever way, easy way to remind yourself of how to pray. And so today I'm going to pray through Father's character, as well as, the Father's kingdom and the Father's forgiveness and the Father's guidance. And I'm praying specifically through that passage from today's gospel. A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your character. As we think about the thought of love, we thank you that we do not have to perform or work until we're dead tired to win your approval, but you love us. That's your character. We thank you for that, and help us to rest in that. Change our minds from ones in which we have to perform into ones in which we just rest in who you are. Lord, today we are reminded of our passage today in which the witness, the most powerful witness that we can give is how we love one another. Lord, may your kingdom come through the love that we show one another in our church. May that also be seen by members in our community, not so that we can get a larger church or display power, but simply so that your kingdom may expand in this world. Lord, today we also thank you for the challenge to love the unlovely, to sacrifice for those who might not return the act to us. Lord, we do pray for those people that are a challenge to us, that you would give us endurance, that our love for them would bear all things, that our love would endure all things. Give us a change of heart to do that, and therefore witness your love for others. And then finally, Lord, we thank you for the love that you give to us that really does protect us from the challenges in life. And as we think about those names that we'll share today, we pray that they would feel the presence of your love today. Especially on our minds are a teacher in the Seattle area experiencing the stresses of work and the challenges of work in general. Lord, we pray for her. We also pray for all teachers, educators, staff, administrators, students that are dealing with those stresses towards the end of this season. Lord, may your love shine brightly through the love of Christians around them. Then, Lord, for those in our own congregation that are experiencing the changes and transitions of life, we pray for Bob coming through surgery and now at home. Cover him with your care. For Nancy coming through surgery, we pray for full restoration for her. For Betty going through health concerns. Marvin as well, we thank you for watching over him and caring for him. We pray that you'd bring peace to the family and decisions that they make. For Carol and the concerns that you know that she has. For Gary, Matthew, Michael, Jen, Gabriel, Bernice, Dennis and Larry, Kathy, Larry, Katie, Kathy, Tom and Donna, Spencer, Riley, Betty, Cole, Brett, Joyce, Courtney, Mike and Brent, Steve, Tom and Shannon, Bev, Tim and Raina, Bob, Melody and Brad, Kai, and Holly Ben Dixon. Lord, with all these concerns, we come before you. We commend them to your care, knowing that in you all things are made good. We pray these things through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.